Lift your hands. There's a somber presence of the Lord upon us now. There's a heavy presence of the Lord upon his people. Just stay where you are. Lift your hands. Open your mouth and just begin to respond to the presence of the Lord. Jesus. Jesus. God, I don't want to be a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Meaningless and without purpose, without substance, without reality. Come on, that's it. Keep praying. Keep praying. Everybody, keep praying. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice. Lift your voice all across this auditorium. Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power. God, you're setting us up today. You're setting us up for something. I feel it. I feel it in the Holy Ghost. God, you're setting us up. You see the end from the beginning. You know what's going to happen next week and next month. So you're talking to us today about something to so that we would be positioned properly to walk in the next dimension of outpouring. God, give us ears to hear. Give us ears to hear. Give us ears to hear. Give us faith to respond and be obedient to you right now, Holy Ghost. Those that would, I want you to gather around the front, please. I'm going to ask you not to kneel. I'm just going to ask you to come down to the front. Those that would, those that would. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I love you, Lord. Church, we have to understand. I know this is different today. It's okay. We have to understand that those little petty things, there is demonic activity behind them. Okay? You have to understand this. The Bible talks about that we are to have wisdom, and we are to understand the work of the enemy and the work of the adversary. You have to understand what seems petty, and that the pettiness that divides. It's not just what was said. It's not just what was done. It was not just the word. It was not just the look. It was not just the action. There was demonic activity behind those things. It's exactly right. The enemy was manipulating things to work and things to be said and things to be misunderstood and miscommunicated. And, well, I thought you said this. This is why it's so important that if you have aught against a brother, you go to the brother. Because I've done this long enough to know that the majority of stuff that happens is miscommunication. There's some knuckleheads that do stuff on purpose, but for the most part, a lot of stuff, and Brother Roach, you pastor long enough, you would know this to be true. A lot of stuff is miscommunication. Well, you said this. That's not what I meant at all. And this individual has had bitterness and anger and resentment against you for months. And it has hindered them, and it has hindered the church because of miscommunication. Oh, hallelujah. Jealousies. Some stuff isn't miscommunication. Some stuff's just straight up sin. And jealousies and bitterness, anger. This person's in this position, and I don't think they should be. And they got this authority, and I don't know that they should have that authority. And I am insecure about myself, so somebody who's walking in a secure place intimidate me. And so in my insecurities, I lash out at people who seem confident. People that have a security about them, and people that have an understanding, and they're just secure in who they are in God. Insecure people struggle with those kind of people. And it's not about the person. It's about this individual's insecurities. So many times in their insecure ways, they don't handle things properly and biblically and correctly because they're coming at it from a negative place, not a biblical place. Because if it was biblical, they would look at the person who is secure in their calling and say, I esteem them higher. And I'm so thankful that they are so secure in the calling of God in their life because they are being that much more of a blessing and a strength to our church. I don't have to be intimidated by their calling. The reason is because God didn't call me to what he called them to. So why would I feel jealous of a calling that I wasn't even called to? See, the problem is when we don't do what's necessary prayer-wise, fasting-wise, consecration-wise, when we don't do what's necessary to find out our own calling.
I'm in the Holy Ghost now.
When we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing in order to walk in clearness of voice, in the voice of the Lord, in order for him to speak to us what we are called to do, then we get jealous of everybody else who is walking according to what God called them to do. It's not about them, it's about us. We're coming at it from a place of insecurity, not a place of biblical scripture. You see, because if we were confident in our walk with God to a place where we were secure in what he called us to do, then when we looked at all others who were secure in their place, we would honor them. We wouldn't feel intimidated or threatened. Why would you be threatened by somebody who's doing something you weren't called to do? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The Rima, I learned that lesson late. I wish I would have learned it sooner. It's been—I've known it for a while, but I learned it late in my ministry. I wish I would have learned it sooner. And I'd see individuals get up and preach and minister in forms and fashions and ways. And there would be something in me that was, I felt intimidated. I felt insecure. I felt like, man, I just don't have what they have. And if I wasn't careful, there would be some jealousy that would begin. They get these opportunities. And look at how they did this, that, or the other. And I begin to get a little jealous of these individuals. But then the Lord, many, many years ago, through the body of Christ teaching, he gave me revelation and understanding of the fact that, no. I called you to be specifically you. You. Oh, hallelujah. And Sister Fable, it's made all the difference in the world. Now I go to these conferences and conventions and all this kind of stuff. And let me just... Now, I've preached some stuff, but you want to know what a lot of the stuff that I preach? And I'm just talking from my heart now, right? Is this okay? I got buddies, man, they're preaching this conference, there's 2,000 people there. And I got buddies, they're preaching this deal, and there's 1,000 people there. And they're preaching this deal and this deal and that. And you know what I say to all of them? Man, you preach it, go for it. I'm gonna back you up. I'm gonna pray for you. Man, I make sure you call me right after. Let me know how it went. I'm gonna be praying. And you know where God sends me? Churches of about 70. And you know what? Here's the deal. It seems like, Brother Rima, now I don't know, it might change at some point, but I'm completely comfortable. If God says, hey, Anthony, you wanna know where I want you? I want you at churches from about 75 to 100 because you've got some things that I've imparted in you that are being able to be instilled into those churches to take them from 75 to 150. Now here's the deal. Now, I promise you, I'm just talking to you, all right? You know me. You know my heart. I'm not patting myself on the back. Okay, I'm just saying this. Here's the deal. If I would be insecure, I'd have these buddies that are saying, man, I'm preaching to thousands. And I'm like, well, why do I only get 75 people? Why don't you call me to something bigger? And I've done this, that, and the other, and all I get is this little church out in the middle of nowhere, 75 people, that's where I'm going to go. Why are you calling me to this stuff? Why don't I get the big thing? Why don't I be at the big conference? But the understanding is those guys who get those opportunities, that's what God called them to do. And if this is what God called me to do, then I'm doing just as big stuff as what they're doing. You three boys, come here, quickly. One, two, three. Uno, dos, tres. Come here. All right, so this is totally different today. Are everybody good? Yeah. Stay right here, Bob. Right here. Now watch this. Because I don't know why I feel this, but I'm trying to help somebody because I feel like there's some people in the room that are jealous of callings, and it's coming from a place of insecurity, and it is hindering you, and because it's hindering you, it's hindering the church. Because those insecurities are causing you to not love somebody in the church, and to not love them means you hate all of us. Now watch this. Okay, stand right there, bud. For the sake of this illustration, I'm God. Okay? My will for you, take three steps. One, two, three, stop. This is my will for you. You stay here in this place. You will give me pleasure. You will bring me joy. And you will accomplish everything that I want you to accomplish. Okay? Now, isn't this awesome? Man, wonderful. You're going to do big things right there. Wonderful things. Glorious things. Praise God. My will for you. Stay right there. My will for you. Take five steps. One, two, three, four, five. Take six. One more. Six. Stop right there. This is my will for you. This is where I want you to be. Right here, you're going to do great things for the kingdom of God. Right here, you're going to do ministry in a form, in a fashion like you never have been able to do before. Come here, bub. Now, I didn't set it up to be this way. It just happened. Take 10 steps. It just happened to be in the... Okay. Stop right there. right here. This is where God called you to be. You're going to do great things right here. Now watch this. Watch this. How, if, can I say foolish? Would it be for this guy to look at those and say, I want to be where they are. I'm jealous of him. Look at where he's two steps ahead of me. He's three steps. He's five steps ahead of me. Look at what he's doing. Look how much further down the road he is. I want to be like them. Now watch what happens. In order for him to be like him, what does he have to do? He's got to be out of the will of God. And his jealousy takes him out of the will of God. And his insecurity takes him out of the will of God. And out of the will of God, he will never accomplish anything at all. But if he'll stay planted right where he is, and if he'll say to these guys, you go. You go. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to love you. I'm going to esteem you. But I'm going to stay planted right where God called me, because this is where I can be the most successful for the body of Christ. And at the end of the day, it's not about how far I am. It's not about my name. It's not about what people think of me or say about me. At the end of the day, it's all about, what am I doing for the kingdom of God? Am I doing what God called me to do? And here's why, Brother Rima, because when the day ends and we stand before the Lord, he's going to say, well done, thou good and faithful. But I didn't do what he did. Doesn't matter. You were faithful with what I called you to do. But I wasn't a step ahead like so-and-so. And I didn't have the ability that so-and-so had. And I didn't have the skill that so-and-so had. It didn't matter. You planted right where I sent you. And you were faithful with the call of God on your life. Lift your hands. Jealousy has to go. Insecurity has to go. If I don't love all, I hate all. Jealousy's got to go. You don't have to be insecure. Just be who God called you to be. And love everybody, and esteem everybody, and lift up everybody, and honor everybody, and love everybody.